In general, saints see suffering differently than most people. Saints do not see suffering as obstacles to their relationship with Christ. But instead, they see their sufferings, whatever they are, as opportunities. Let me give you an example. Father Walter Chiswick wanted above all to bring Christ to others. Ordained a priest on June 24, 1937, Father Chiswick was inspired at the time by Pope Pius XI's call for priests to serve as missionaries in Russia. Right, he dared to cross into the then Soviet Union to search for Catholics. Remember history at this time. You know, communism and Catholicism do not go together. It was illegal to be a Catholic in the Soviet Union. In 1941, the Soviet authorities caught Father Chiswick and accused him of being a Vatican spy. He was sent to a slave labor camp in Siberia, and he'd be in captivity for over 23 years. Now, the Soviets wanted to make an example of him. They wanted to break his faith. They tortured him through hard labor and starvation. They electrocuted him up to the point of nearly killing him. He worked in freezing temperatures, was put into isolation, humiliated, and was even placed on a firing line, just to name a few. One can only imagine the temptation to despair because of the sufferings he was undergoing. Right? Where was God in all of this? He could have easily turned on God for seemingly punishing him for his evangelization attempts. Yet he remained faithful and trustful to God's providence. He saw his suffering as an opportunity to surrender to God his will and his heart. Word reached President John F. Kennedy, who decided to involve himself in Father Chiswick's situation. The U.S. Department of State proposed a deal to the Soviets. Release the priest. Allow him to go home to the United States. And in return, the Americans would permit two Russian spies to return to Russia. Agreement came only a month before Kennedy's assassination, but the plan held. Father Chiswick would return to the United States and would die in 1984. In fact, my parish priest growing up was the one who found his body. Father Chiswick's cause for canonization is now underway. Unlike many soldiers who underwent great suffering in war, instead of losing his faith, Father Chiswick had only grown closer to God through his suffering. He had surrendered the suffering to God, and through it was able to find lasting peace.